taste for Italian music was prevalent throughout Europe in the Baroque. In Germany, it is often said that it was one Johann Rosenmüller who is to thank for this influence. Rosenmüller was born near Zwickau in around 1619 and went to university in Leipzig to study theology. He seems to have then studied music at the Thomaskirche, where he became assistant teaching master for the younger students. From there, it was a rapid ascent up the ranks to first assistant at the school and organist at the Nikolaikirche. His career was promising, and he was in line for the coveted post of cantor at the Thomaskirche, put there by the city council. But before this could happen, a scandal erupted. Rosenmüller was arrested for what was vaguely described as a suspected grave moral breach. He was sent to jail in 1655, but somehow he managed to escape. He's heard of again in Venice 3 years later, where he was hired as trombonist in St. Mark's Cathedral. There in Venice he established himself as a composer, and he sent his compositions back to Germany, where they were very much in demand. Years before Vivaldi's tenure, Rosenmüller became the official composer at the Ospedale della Pietà in Venice. Eventually, Rosenmüller returned to Germany, where he became the concertmaster of the court at Wolfenbüttel. His former suspected indiscretions were apparently forgotten. He died 2 years later, and his epitaph described him as the Amphion of the age. Rosenmüller was a prolific composer, writing sacred music and instrumental consort music. His instrumental music is a mix of Italian and German elements. This adagio and presto from his sonata Terraz is played by the ensemble Vermilion.
Thank you.
That was the Adagio and Presto from Rosenmuller's Sonata Terrasse, played by Ensemble Vermilion. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.